Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I've mentioned depression a number of times on Laugh Again because of its power to steal our joy. My mama battled it, and we hear from many listeners who do too. Mom believed that laughter helped, that it was a windshield wiper. It doesn't stop the rain, but it helps you through the storm. Sarah Robinson once believed her lifelong battle with depression made her a bad Christian. Her book, I Love Jesus, But I Want to Die, is written to help those who struggle toward wholeness and joy. Her message is this: you have nothing to be ashamed of, and even in the darkest night, there's hope. I was a Christian the first time I tried to end it all, she says. Through the years, she considered it, but never made an actual attempt until 8 months after committing her life to Christ. Sarah had done all the right things, got baptized, went to church every time the doors were open, had good friends, attended youth group, read her Bible, prayed, and worshiped. But the depression deepened. She felt like a failure. And Sarah is not alone. During the pandemic, a household pulse survey says that 4 in 10 adults experienced symptoms of anxiety or depressive disorder. 54% of young adults reported a 250% increase in suicidal thoughts. A Gallup poll claims that the very religious are less likely to be diagnosed with depression, but still, nearly 1 in 6 are. Sarah Robinson writes that she believed it was a spiritual problem. I felt that I had been walking with God long enough that I should have been better by now. Instead, she felt alone, unable to talk about it with anybody, lacking words for the pain. One terrible night in a crisis of self-harm, Sarah found herself on the doorstep of trusted friends who welcomed her into their home, listened to her story, and said words that would change her life. "We're not disappointed in you. We don't think less of you." Their acceptance gave her a glimpse of hope and began what she calls a long, slow journey to wholeness. She began to hang on to the hope that maybe, just maybe, the promise in Romans 8:39 that nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God could come alive in her life. Even after Adam and Eve messed up, she says, God didn't want them to hide in shame. He wanted them to come close to Him, to bring their brokenness to Him. I was a Christian for 5 years, she writes, before I believed God really loved me. When I'm drowning in the darkness, Sarah says, aching with indescribable pain, I don't need to hear that if I just pray or read my Bible, God will heal me. I need to know deep in my bones that being a Christian doesn't automatically make me better, and that it's not supposed to. Jesus promised that we would experience trouble, and that means there is nothing wrong with us when we struggle in the darkness. When shame gripped me, I needed to hear that God wouldn't leave me, and He was no less present in my pain than in the triumphs of others. I'll repeat that. I needed to hear that God wouldn't leave me, and He was no less present in my pain than in the triumphs of others. Years of wrestling with depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts, she says, have taught me that sometimes the greater victory of faith is learning to walk with Jesus when suffering remains. Maybe you too would say, I love Jesus, but I hurt. I have questions. I don't understand. I feel hopeless. Would you keep pressing on? Keep asking those questions? On an upcoming Laugh Again, we're going to hear more of Sarah's amazing journey and the hope that came in time. Until then, know that Jesus cares. He knows you. He loves you. He won't leave you. And don't forget to keep turning on those windshield wipers too. We're going to get through this storm.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Sonia Camilleri, a fun faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.